Hey guys, what's up? My name is Whitney.
And this is James.
James. And today we're talking about increasing levels of violence. We're talking about sports ball, aka football, and that 90s show.
I'm ready, so let's go. All right, so let's start off with our first topic. We're talking violence. So far in the start of 2023, it's been very heartbreaking. So the questions that we want to ask is like, what do we do during these times of where we just feel like we're surrounded by violence? How do we heal, and then how can we make a change? What are your thoughts?
You watching this video have felt this.
Absolutely.
Long before we've talked about it. We live in a day and age where access to information about traumatic events is higher than it's ever been.
Right.
And so there's almost not a day that goes by where we don't hear about something really horrible and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And we could allow that to move us into a mind state of being really down and depressed. But as followers of Jesus, we're called to do something a little bit different.
Right.
And so what we want to talk about is how we can process our emotions, how we can talk with other people, and how we can actually be a part of the solution. Because as these conversations around these increasing levels of violence are taking place, what you'll notice is it often devolves into people over here yelling about what they think the solution is, people over here yelling about what they think the solution is, and nobody actually taking steps to make a difference. And for those of us as followers of Jesus, we aren't waiting on our political leaders to fix the problem. Because we believe that the greatest solution this world has ever seen was revealed 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus.
Mm.
We believe that his spirit is alive in us. Whether you're 12, 17, 24, or 32, you can make a difference because the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. A good friend of mine, Vince Parker, introduced me to four really helpful questions that we can ask ourselves and each other to process our emotions. Question number one, what are you mad about? Like, what are you mad about?
Mm.
And then just answer the question. Because until you can name your emotion, you're never gonna actually be able to work through it. Question number two, what are you sad about? Like, what really does make you sad about this whole situation, or maybe even just something that's happening in your life personally? What are you anxious about? What is causing you to stay up at night worried about what tomorrow might bring or might not bring?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, what are you happy about? Because even in dark times, there are still glimmers of hope that we can hold on to. And so what I wanna invite you to do as a follower of Jesus is to ask yourself those questions and to ask the people in your life those questions, because unprocessed emotions never die. They just sit there and fester and they eat away at us underneath the surface.
So when we have these dark times, what if you see like one of your friends going through a dark time? And I know it can be kind of a struggle when you're close to somebody and it's easy to kind of go down that path.
Yeah.
What is something that we can do to help keep us from going down that path, but also keep our friends that are close to us from going down?
There's like this really cheesy old school youth ministry illustration where you stick somebody up on a chair. Imagine somebody standing on a chair and you've got somebody on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is, the person on the chair has to try to lift up the person on the ground.
Oh, goodness.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
And then the person on the ground, it's their turn to try to pull the person on the chair off the chair.
Oof.
And it's actually pretty easy because you just got to knock them off balance.
Right.
And the same concept is true when it comes to us ministering to our friends, is that if we're in a healthy place, we're on a chair.
Yeah.
They're in a not healthy place. They're on the ground. To lift them up is really hard. Like, maybe you're jacked and you lift a ton, so you might be better in this specific analogy. But for all of us, what's even more helpful than trying to do it on our own is to make sure there's other people with us.
That's true.
Because if you got four people on chairs lifting up one person on the ground, it's way easier to lift them up. And if you got four people on chairs that are all holding on to each other, it's a lot harder to get pulled down. And so our recommendation to you would be to make sure that you are surrounded with great people. As you're ministering to others, who is there ministering to you? Could be a friend, could be family member, trusted adult, could be your switch leader here on Wednesday night, could be just somebody in your church that you know cares about you and loves you. And what I would do is not wait for them to ask those questions we talked about, but go to them and say, hey, I'm having a hard time and I really wanna process my emotions. Here's what I'm mad about. Here's what I'm sad about. Here's what's making me anxious. And here's where I actually have some joy in my life that I don't want to lose inside of all of the dark things that are happening.
That's really good. And I think when you said something like, who's ministering to you, I also think about like how much of an impact social media has on us. Even though you're talking about like, oh yeah, is who's your small group leader or your teacher, but also people, your influencers that you follow on Instagram or TikTok, they can also be ministering to you in a negative way. So it's like, if you see that, And it's like, okay, you're getting this negative feeling, or maybe after watching a video or seeing a post that they made, and it's making you think, oh, I'm fired up about this now, or I want to be a certain way. Right. Maybe it's time to take a step back and rethink the people you are following and the people that are commenting your stuff and making sure that you're filling yourself up in a positive way rather than feeding into those high negative topics.
It was Jesus himself who said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, that blessed are the peacemakers.
Absolutely.
Not the side takers.
Yeah.
Because they will be called children of God. And for us, we are children of God because of what Jesus has done for us. The best thing we can do is work to bring people together.
Right.
Which brings us kind of to the third part of this conversation, which is, great, so what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, we do what we can, right where we are, with the resources, the relationships, the tools that we have. And so for you as a young person, guess what? Every act of violence that is committed is born out of people dealing with some issues. Now, the primary issue is this thing that we call sin, this disease of selfishness that causes us to hurt others and disobey God. And the only solution to sin is Jesus. So the best thing that you can do wherever you are is be the light of Jesus in your community. In addition to that, like there are people who are hurting and they need to know that they're not alone and that they're loved. And so the more that you can look to others the same way that Jesus looked to you, to actually be a friend when they're in that time of need, the better that you can help them get out of the dark place and into a much more healthy and stable place. And then the other thing I'll say is that if you hear something from somebody that is concerning, like it sounds like they're gonna hurt themselves or somebody else, then don't keep that to yourself. Share it with somebody. And even though it might be scary because you feel like you might be breaking their trust, it is way better to have to apologize to somebody that, hey, I said this thing and I knew it was gonna upset you, but I was really worried about you.
Right.
It's way better to have to apologize to them for doing that than to feel all of the regret of not having said anything.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people who feel that regret and wish they could do something differently.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is like a really heavy and big topic, but that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Because we know that it's affecting you and we wanna help you be a culture maker. Somebody who is influencing the culture we're in as a follower of Jesus, bringing light into dark places. And so far, 2023, for a lot of us, has felt like a really dark year.
It really has.
But it doesn't have to stay that way.
Right.
Speaking of a not light subject, talking about sports ball.
Oh yeah, AKA?
Football. And the reason why I say it's not a light subject is because I know people who get close to inflicting violence on their TV.
Why?
When things aren't going their team's way.
It's a game.
I'm not gonna name any names, but there might be somebody on the other side of this camera recording this right here who, if their team wasn't winning, they might get a little upset.
Really?
True or false, cameraman?
True.
All right, tell us about sports ball. What's happening?
The Bengals lost to the Chiefs.
Amen.
I thought the Bengals were gonna take it all, honestly.
Yeah, my son watches a lot of Daniel Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Bengal Tigers, so.
What's your Daniel Tiger quote?
When you're feeling mad and you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to four. One, two, three, four. Hey, for real though, let us know who you think is going to be the champion. Let us know in the comments below who's your team, or if your team's already out of the running and you just want to tell us which team you don't want to win, that's okay too, but be nice.
Also, I want to know, what's your favorite Super Bowl snack? That's what I love with the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, it's quesos, the pigs in a blanket,
Amazing.
Oh, it's so good. All right, moving on. Did you ever watch That 70s Show?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
I never watched it. Now they have a spinoff called That 90s Show, and I actually watched it. I don't watch TV, and yesterday I decided to pick something, and it was this show.
Was it good?
Yes, it was.
When I lived through the 90s, I ended my time in the 90s as a five-year-old, so don't really remember much of it. So I can't tell you how accurate it was or wasn't. But I feel like, based off of all of the 90s stuff that's making a comeback, this show seems accurate to that, at least.
I enjoyed it. It's very, in your face.
A little edgy?
It is edgy.
Like
that's a
the
great
90s.
Word. Like, it was like the 90s.
A 90s kid, I can attest. I was a pretty edgy five-year-old.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I agree. But it's in your face, but it talks about like a lot of the real topics that we go through today, but it's definitely, they don't hide anything or shy away from it.
So here's a question. Should you watch it?
Definitely ask. Say, hey, you know, maybe watch it together.
That's great.
Because then if you have questions, your mom or dad's right there and they can definitely sit down and have those hard conversations. Well, no, they don't have to be hard. They're only hard if you make it hard.
And here's the thing. Every time we watch a show, what we know we're getting is a theatrical version of reality.
That's very true.
And so there's going to be some really real elements that you can probably resonate with that might set up great conversations with friends or parents. And there's going to be other stuff that's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Just because you see it on TV doesn't mean you need to do it in real life. It's TV. It's not real life.
For real.
So be wise. Think critically. Yes. And let the good news of Jesus guide the way you live, not some show, even if it's fitting into the whole trend of the 90s making a comeback.
Social trends, let's see here. Individuals can now earn a college credit through Arizona State University by watching YouTube videos.
Come on.
Through a newly launched program called Study Hall.
How many of you are excited to watch educational YouTube videos?
No.
Listen, here's the thing though. The idea sounds really awesome. Especially because it's significantly more affordable than what most college classes would be. And anything to make education more affordable and accessible, I think, is usually a good thing.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be interesting, though, because the idea sounds really cool in theory. But in practice, I don't go to YouTube wanting to watch videos about school.
Yeah.
I go wanting to watch people talk about their favorite fantasy books, people reviewing the newest video games, and really jacked dudes working out. Those are my things.
I think it'll be a good fit for some people, though.
For sure.
Like some people who have like social anxiety or 100%. Anything like that. I think it will be great for them, but I couldn't do it.
Just tying it all back to the very beginning, we are existing in a year that the level of violence is higher than it's been in previous years. Mm-hmm. And we can sit back and allow that to make us fearful, mm-hmm. or we can respond in faith, trusting that God is good, that he is working, and that he has called each and every one of us to be a part of his plan to make things better, to be people who bring justice.
Absolutely.
And so the one action step I would give to you is to work through those four questions we talked about, mm-hmm. answer those yourselves, and then have a conversation with somebody this week asking those questions to them. Because when we follow Jesus, we know that's not just about us. We're meant to help serve others. So those questions were, what are you angry about? Mm-hmm. What are you sad about? What's making you anxious and what are you happy about? Take some time to answer those questions and maybe even write your responses in the comments down below so that we can actually encourage one another and be aware of what's going on in each other's lives and be praying for each other. And then take some time this week to ask those questions to somebody else, because as you help them process through their emotions, you're gonna help them move to a healthier place so that all together we can be a part of bringing some really good news to our world.
That's really great.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us this week on Culture Makers. We will be back next week. Until then, make sure you like, subscribe, comment down below. Peace.
Bye.
Sports ball. Eagles!